Professor Stalker had put me onto him when I began my researches for a book about the poet Elias Tremaine, 1611 to 1660, the so-called Black Metaphysical. I had chosen Tremaine partly, I admit, because no one else had done him recently. Academics have to take these sordid factors into consideration nowadays, but also because I genuinely admired his work. There are moments in his only published book of verse, Aedes Caliginis, The Temple of Darkness, 1659, when he equals Donne, Crashaw and Vaughan, even at times touching the sublime heights of the great George Herbert himself. His cast of mind, however, was melancholy in the extreme, even by the standards of his time, hence, one presumes, his sobriquet. There is a touch of scepticism, even in nihilism, about his writing which seems rather modern. Take the opening stanza of perhaps his most famous poem, Life Eternal. When I do contemplate eternity, it seems to me a ring of endless night, not rounded with delight, but circled with dark palls of coffined death, wherein no soul may draw sweet breath, save by the mercy of obscure divinity.